to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Wyatt, I am rolling. Boy, that first hour flew right by. Absolutely flew right by. I guess I'm going to give out a couple phone numbers. We've got a lot to talk about. I've got just a lot to talk about with you in the next hour on Armed American Radio. If you want to participate on the show, reach out to me, please. Love to get your calls. We had a number of them previous. We'd love to get more of them from you. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. You can reach me on the email directly in the studio here on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. At mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, or twitter.com/AARmark, twitter.com/AARmark. I'd like to welcome Tampa and Sarasota. You're joining us, and boy, oh boy, we're going to talk about what happened down there in Sarasota with a couple British tourists and the way the British media is portraying all of us, America. You won't believe some of the things the British media is saying. It's crazy stuff. We gave out some boneheads in the first hour. We will give them out again and add another one or two to them because there's just too many of them out there. There's too many of them out there. Coming up in this hour, we're going to be talking with Massad Ayoub. I understand Gail Pepin was unable to make it, so we will be talking with Massad in just a moment. And we're going to discuss a very disturbing story. Very disturbing story. Two officers down in Tampa, Florida last June were murdered on a traffic stop by a punk who has pled not guilty, won't give his name. And the dash cam of the officers actually caught what was happening, caught it all on tape. And as a result, that is actually, if you want, it's public record. It's public record. And it's public record according to Florida law. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to release the footage. And I want to talk with Massad Ayoub about it because I have my thoughts on it. And Massad, the master of self-defense, the author of probably the Bible of concealed carry, you've heard him on Armed American Radio before, good friend of mine, good friend of this show's, the author of In the Gravest Extreme, which if you haven't read it, do yourself a favor and read it. And let that be a prelude to everything else, the countless other books that Massad has written and the dozens and dozens and hundreds of articles, including the American Handgunners, Ayoub Files. Massad Ayoub joins me on Armed American Radio. Massad, welcome to the show.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you too, my friend. This story about these fallen officers, David Curtis and Jeffrey Kocab, is very, very disturbing, and you have many, many years in law enforcement. I would really like to get your perspective on this. The dash cam caught the murder of both officers who were shot in rapid succession and killed instantly on the streets down there in Florida last June. I believe it was June 29th. Have you had a chance to look into some of this? I mean, you and I have talked off air a little bit, but I would like to get your opinion.
I've not seen the film myself. I've spoken with someone who has. If and when it is released, at least to law enforcement, it will have tremendous training value. Apparently, both officers were hit in the space of 1 second.
Right.
The attack was extremely rapid and, unfortunately, extremely effective. That said, Curtis had four kids, K-Cobb's wife. I don't know if your listeners know the story. K-Cobb's wife was 9 months pregnant with their first child, and she delivered that night a few hours after his murder.
Right. Let's tell the story, Massad. I think people need to hear what happened here. I know it happened a year ago, June, but to get your perspective on this, the reason that we bring this up again is because now we have prosecutors, we have law enforcement officers in Tampa, Florida, who do not want to release the video to the public, even though Florida state law makes that video available to the public. A judge did something which is not unusual. He released it to the media only and did not release it to the general public, and there is still an ongoing debate about that. And that's what I want to talk with you about. You just mentioned that it would have tremendous training
value.
value to it, and I want to find out why. But can you give us the details of what happened?
Essentially, a traffic stop and a sudden surprise ambush. He whipped out a concealed handgun and at close range shot both officers.
Now, he came out of the passenger side, from what I understand.
Girl. I'd have to go back and check the details. It was late June of last year.
Right. This occurred at about 2:45 in the morning. It was very, very late at night, early in the morning hours. He popped out of the officer called for backup. The individual was wanted. He called for backup. I guess he was following it by the book. The alleged shooter, as much as I hate to say that, came out of the passenger seat, killing both officers, as Massad said, in a very short amount of time, and took off running. And the driver of the automobile also took off. She was later held and all that good stuff. But it was all caught on the dash camera. Now, Massad, you have spoken to people who've seen the tape?
Yes.
What are their thoughts? What are they telling you about it?
Essentially, the salient learning point, extreme rapidity. And if you're not absolutely on the ball, totally alert at the top of your game, you've simply got no chance against an attack like that.
And they were literally blindsided and ambushed and murdered within a second.
My understanding is each had been shot in a space of 1 second between the first two shots.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Absolutely horrifying. Now, let's talk about the tape. There are, you know, obviously the prosecutors down there, the judge, and the police department doesn't want to release it. I have, and it's my opinion, and I mentioned this on American Trigger Sports this past week. Nobody wants to see this. But I think it has value to the community. People need to understand who they're rubbing elbows with during the day. This individual had contact with who knows how many citizens at a grocery store, at a convenience store, at a gas station, Massad, throughout the day. People, I think we become desensitized to this level of violence with video games, television, movies. We see violence, violence, violence all day. But we, in our back of our minds, we know that that violence isn't real. Then we see something like this, and it's sickening. Because it is real, and we do know it's real.
Well, Mark, I see both sides of that. I'm in agreement with you that the public needs to see it, not only to realize the danger that people like Dante Rashawn Morris present to them, but to understand the dangers that there are 800,000 law enforcement officers in this country are facing every day. At the same time, I think we have to balance that against the feelings of the family. You recall a few weeks ago when an emergency services person took a phone camera picture of a murder victim he attended and put it on Facebook. And the family was utterly outraged. He's going to have some profound occupational consequences out of that. You remember a few years ago, a famous race driver was killed in a crash on the course. The family was outraged when the media got hold of some of the pictures of the body.
Right.
And that has led nationwide to a crackdown on the release of autopsy pictures by coroner's, by coroner's offices and medical examiner's offices. I feel the family of the slain police officers have the right to the same dignity. So there are definitely two sides to this, and some delicate balancing is in order. Certainly before they're allowed in front of the jury when Morris is tried, they will have to pass the standard court test, which is the balance of probative value versus inflammatory potential. Probative value meaning to what degree will it help the triers of the facts to understand the actus reus, the thing that actually brings them all together in the courtroom. Balanced against the potential for something truly hideous and horrifying to create emotional revulsion that might be unduly prejudicial to the defendant. I think all of us in asking to see the tapes have to balance a very similar test for us. It's on our end of it, I think it's more ethical and moral than it is legal. But I do see both sides, and it's going to be a complicated issue.
It is, and you did. You hit right on the key debate, Massad, as you always do. Brilliant, and that is balancing between the rights of the community and the dignity and integrity of the families. I don't want to see the tapes. I personally don't want to view the tapes. I wouldn't view the tapes. It's a difficult, that balance that you talk about is extremely difficult, because we do have to weigh the families in this, and then they have a right here to, you know, and then we, you know, I've seen a couple, had a couple emails this week, people that knew we were going to talk about this on the air, that is there a greater good to the community as a whole? Do the families need to consider that? Maybe we can talk about that when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters with the great one, Masad Ayoub, right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
With inflation already rising, it's time to protect your hard-earned money. Call Desert Gold Exchange today, your local gold and silver experts. Family-owned with an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, DGE has better service and pricing than the other dealers. Why pay more for the same gold? Call DGE at 602-787-5950. Be amazed. You can save up to 20% on your investment. Call 602-787-5950, 602-787-5950, or visit dgegold.com.
Extreme Shock has done it again with the 223 AFR designed specifically for the urban environment. Imagine a 30-grain rifle round moving at 3,100 feet per second, whose frangible characteristics virtually eliminate ricochet and overpenetration within a limited space, making the Extreme Shock 223 AFR one of the safest rifle cartridges ever manufactured for home defense. For more information and to purchase the Extreme Shock 223 AFR, visit ExtremeShockUSA.net. That's ExtremeShockUSA.net.
Here's great news and a free offer from the dermatologist who co-created Proactiv.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Would you believe me if I told you I could make your acne disappear, leaving you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all of the promises out there, you're smart to be skeptical. So let me prove it to you. I'll send you a 60-day trial of Proactiv risk-free.
Call 1-800-962-2763 for your Proactiv risk-free trial.
Today's Proactiv works faster and is gentler than ever before. The secret is microcrystal medicine that penetrates pores while soothing spa-quality botanicals calm your skin. Proactiv heals your blemishes and prevents new breakouts from happening.
Call 1-800-962-2763 and claim your risk-free trial. And you don't even have to pay for shipping. It's free.
You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let me prove it to you.
Call 1-800-962-2763. That's 1-800-962-2763.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. Quick email. Mark, what does that say on your hat? I'm looking at the live feed on armedamericanradio.com. It says Talladega Super Speedway. That's what it says. Kind of might be tough to see up there because it's the writing looks fast.
It's a beautiful hat,
like the cars. Well, thanks. I appreciate that. Got another one from the number 21 Motorcraft, Trevor Bain, Wood Brothers Racing Car.
And you're going to be
eating, Hot Rod.
You're going to be mailing that to me when?
I didn't say I was going to.
Oh, my bad.
I'm not going to. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to talk to Masad Ayoub, feel free to join the conversation, 877-956-9566, mark at armedamericanradio.com, twitter.com/AARmark. And there are a lot of emails coming in particular, Sean, about the Des Moines. I know you were getting calls like crazy that folks are actually calling Des Moines and politely.
Yes.
Giving him a bonehead award for publicizing those names.
I've actually had over 15 so far.
Okay, good. Masad Ayoub, the great one, the master of self-defense, good friend of mine and the program. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, thank you, Mark.
Masad, we were talking about, and I don't want to go into it anymore. It's a very difficult subject to talk about, one that we have listeners in the Tampa, St. Petersburg area now. They have been hit very hard down in that area, as a number of communities across the country have been, with what seemed to be an inordinate amount of officer shootings lately, in particular St. Petersburg, fairly recently.
They lost two officers and a U.S. Marshal wounded.
Absolutely, and this is all within the past few months, and this is a very delicate situation to talk about, but it is now making news because we're gearing up for this trial for the alleged shooter down there of Davis and Kochab. And having said that, one quick question for you, and then I want to talk to you about Sarasota and get your opinion while you're on the show. The families involved here, obviously, as families of law enforcement officers, they understand the risk every single day. Do you think that the families of the officers want the department to see this and might want to be able to utilize this so that this doesn't happen again?
Well, there's a middle ground there. The department, of course, already has it. The film is the department's property. A good middle ground would be to release it with strict control for eyes only to law enforcement personnel, as in the training element. You know how many people there are out there that hate cops. You see them on the websites, you see them on the hate sites, and you even see them, God help us, every now and then on the gun forums. I don't want those people dancing in the blood of two murdered cops.
No, definitely not, definitely not. And you are right about that. You bring up a great point, as usual. That we do. We do see that. You see it on gun forums as well, too, and it is very, very disturbing to see that. Okay, well, we'll let the listener decide.
I wonder how many of those people are plants from the Brady organization to make us all look like that,
Yeah, trolls. I guess we call them trolls. We'll probably never know the answer to that, but you're right. They do that. There's no question. I will say this. 1280 a.m., the Patriot up in Minnesota, Minneapolis. I'll be broadcasting from the State Fair up there again in August this year. I actually had a really nice email from a law enforcement officer up there discussing a particular case of an individual that he was taped on a hidden camera disarming someone that went into the Minneapolis police station. And I got an email from the officer, had a very nice exchange with him. And I actually, because his family was being threatened by people off of gun forums who purport to be pro-gun, law-abiding people, I went ahead out of respect for that officer and removed that portion of the podcast off this. I don't want any part of it. Didn't want any part of that. And I certainly, that is not what Armed American Radio is all about. And it didn't come from the show. He made that very clear. But
well, historically, the law-abiding armed citizen and the police officer have been natural allies in this country.
Right.
And Mark, I know you've always appreciated that and kind of celebrated that. And I really appreciate you for doing so.
Well, we do. And we're big fans of law enforcement here. Big fans of law enforcement. All right, a couple things I want to talk with you about, Masad, and I know it sounds like we're all over Florida, but I can't help it. There's some unbelievable stories coming out of there. We had two British tourists down in Longboat Key in Sarasota who were murdered in a housing project, and no one can figure out how they got from the, according to the British tabloids, the upmarket areas of Sarasota into the housing projects in the Newtown section down there in Sarasota. And it is now speculated that they were walking after the bars closed and had a little bit of alcohol in them, and they were walking about a mile and a half up the road to hit an IHOP or something like that. It was on 12th Street, and they missed the turn and wound up around 21st Street, which is, by all accounts, not a good area of town, where they were murdered. There's a 16-year-old suspect on hand, and the British tabloids are having a field day. You would not believe what they're saying about, let me just say, Florida conjures up a wealth of enticing images, sun-drenched beaches, long drives along coastal highways, breathtaking views. But there's another Florida, a world away from this traveler's paradise. The peninsula state also has a far darker, seamier, more violent side, where only naive or criminal visitors tend to tread. The dangers of this environment were graphically exposed by the fatal shooting of two Britons. And they go on to talk about the tragic case shows how risky it can be to stray into the wrong neighborhood in Florida. Away from all the luxury and glamour of the attractions and hotels, a gun-toting, drug-fueled menace awaits, where people live in abject deprivation on a scale unimaginable in Britain with our generous welfare state and infrastructure of public services. The desperate poverty, squalor, as the breeding ground for serious, often lethal crime. They go on to talk about the richest country in the world being home to the most shameful poverty in the West, including shanty towns and everything else. Now, I've been in some pretty bad areas, Masada. I haven't seen any shanty towns. But here we have a very strange case of these two guys murdered in the projects down in Sarasota.
I've spent a lot of time in England, and I can tell you there are some pretty seamy and ugly parts of London that are not exactly on the Michelin tour guide either. So maybe people who live in glass houses shouldn't be throwing those stones at our country.
Maybe this would be a good time to bring up the story about the dad who split up a fight in a McDonald's, was shot dead. And he was a father of four. Did you hear about this?
Yes, in London, I believe.
Yeah, it was. You're on top of that one. And it was a good one to come back into because, you know, they don't have crime like this in London. These guys, this guy broke up a fight, and he was shot and killed and was told he was going to die, and he was shot and killed by somebody who chased him into a cul-de-sac and murdered him in Britain.
Well, it's a classic example since the banning of handguns, right, after the Dunblane incident in 1996. Of the truth of the old saying, when guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns.
And that is the case in Great Britain with who what I was just reading and paraphrasing throughout that article by the Mail, the Telegraph, whichever one it was, about their wonderful socialist programs and handouts, that they don't have that problem. And I can just like to mention that, in fact, they do, and I could give you more and more of those because I have a list of them. You can Google them up yourself. Masad, before we run into the break, what else have you got cooking? Tell us about training, anything else, books, everything.
Oh, goodness. Working on a new combat shooting book for the Gun Digest folks that will be out late this year, hopefully in time for Christmas. Basically, the training is bobbing right along. We just finished courses in Michigan and Las Vegas. Next month, we'll be doing mostly the Midwest. We'll be doing Michigan, Indiana, Iowa. That's a pretty full package.
So you're still shooting the matches around the country, too?
Not as much as before. In 4 months, I've only shot four matches. Had the good fortune to win the ILETA Cup in Illinois a couple of weeks ago.
Absolutely beautiful. Congratulations on that. Masad, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. I hate for the short time. I know we're being pushed today, but I appreciate it very much. Ladies
no
and
problem,
gentlemen.
My brother, happy Easter to you and all your listeners.
You got it. Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the great one, Masad Ayoub. Make sure you check out everything he's written. Trust me on that one. Everything he's written. Google him up. You can get information from Masad on Masad at armedamericanradio.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Think about your important computer files, photos, financial records, contact lists. They may be saved on your computer, but they're not safe. You could lose them in an instant, and just about everybody has at some point because of a computer crash, virus, or accidental deletion. That's why I have Carbonite Online Backup for my computer. Carbonite automatically backs up the files on your PC or Mac whenever you're connected to the internet, so you don't have to think about it. It takes just minutes to get started, and it's easy to restore any lost files. All for less than $5 a month, $55 a year for unlimited backup. Plus, get anytime, anywhere access to your backed up files from any computer or from your smartphone with a free Carbonite app. Go to Carbonite.com today. Use my offer code Prager for this special offer. A 15-day free trial plus 2 months free with your subscription. That's Carbonite.com. Enter offer code Prager.
At a parent-teacher meeting, Julie worried aloud about her preschooler. I see Monique on the playground. And she's, well, stubborn, Julie told the teacher. She waits for others to invite her in. Then she wants everything her way, or she pouts. A thought struck Julie. Her own behavior at work was just like Monique's. Julie was slow to initiate, slow to compromise, or share. When people's projects failed to go her way, she acted like, well, like her daughter on the playground. But she could change. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. From the playground to the office to the boardroom, the same essentials identify a team player. Openness, generosity, flexibility, and patience. Julie changed. Can you? It's the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Here's great news and a free offer from the dermatologist who co-created Proactiv.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Would you believe me if I told you I could make your acne disappear, leaving you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all of the promises out there, you're smart to be skeptical. So let me prove it to you. I'll send you a 60-day trial of Proactiv risk-free.
Call 1-800-962-2763 for your Proactiv risk-free trial.
Today's Proactiv works faster and is gentler than ever before. The secret is microcrystal medicine that penetrates pores while soothing spa-quality botanicals calm your skin. Proactiv heals your blemishes and prevents new breakouts from happening.
Call 1-800-962-2763 and claim your risk-free trial. And you don't even have to pay for shipping. It's free.
You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let me prove it to you.
Call 1-800-962-2763. That's 1-800-962-2763.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program. You know, I'm glad you're joining us. I'll tell you why. It's been a good show. We've been on a roll. That line from the movie Tombstone, Wyatt, I am rolling. Couple things. The suspect in the murders of the two young British men down in Sarasota, Florida. Boy, I got to tell you, man, 16 years old. 16 years old, was released days earlier for firing a gun into a vehicle. And now here he is charged with these absolutely brutal murders. I won't go into the detail. You can read them anywhere. I think Drudge Report's been carrying this stuff, but absolutely horrible crime down there. 16 years old. Unbelievable stuff. We will talk about it a little bit more in the roundtable with George Hill, the Mad Ogre. We also have, I want to give the boneheads out, some stations that are just joining us right now. We gave some boneheads out, and they're just crawling out of the woodworks. Bonehead awards everywhere. Listen to this. Naples, Florida Mayor Bill Barnett talking about allowing guns in county parks in Collier County, Florida, which has been legal for 25 years. You have to be kidding me with allowing guns into parks. I can see umpires getting into situations where some idiot with a gun will be against a call he made against his child. Winning! That is this week's one of three Bonehead of the Week award recipients, Naples Mayor Bill Barnett, who fortunately after 12 years is going to be out of office soon with absolutely stupid comments like that. Because you see, it's been legal to carry in those parks for 25 years, and I can assure Naples Mayor Bill Barnett that there have been citizens, law-abiding citizens, carrying guns in county parks. I'm one of them. Been there. Haven't seen an umpire. It's angered me. Sorry, hate to disappoint you, Bill. And then we have Lee County Commissioner Ray Judah about the same thing, asking, are children less important than professional athletes and the fans that watch the game? Referring to the Florida Statute 790, banning concealed weapons in such places as schools, courtrooms, and professional athletic events, as he's referring to guns in the Lee County parks. The stories that we've been following for several months here, which again has been legal for 25 years in Florida. And I made the comment that, no, sir, they're not less important than professional athletes. They are more important than professional athletes. That's why we defend them as parents with our firearms in places that, unlike sporting venues and courtrooms, don't afford us metal detectors for everybody going in, where pedophiles can run rampant without being wanded or patted down or having their bags checked. Bonehead number two. Bonehead number three also down there in Florida. And it went to, what was this guy's name? Hennessy, I guess his name is, huh? Oh, I'm sorry, Tom Henning. Wouldn't want to mispronounce the name of a bonehead when he was referring to, and I quote him, that well, he did say this. It's a statewide issue, not a local issue. But he says, I don't know why anybody wants to carry a gun in a playground or park, but it's something that we cannot prohibit, even though they've been doing it for 20-some years and just now decided to do something about it when they got caught because somebody from the NRA, an NRA instructor, called him and said, hey, you're breaking state law. They knew they were. They knew they were. What a shame. What an absolute shame. Okay, good one. Girls just want to have guns. Sean, can you run the audio before we introduce Regis Giles? This is great stuff. You're going to love this.
Yes.
Go for it.
Hi, I'm Regis Giles. Have you heard of me? No? Well, you're about to.
Next, it's our pleasure to introduce Regis Giles, who started her own Girls Just Wanna Have Guns. Not only does Regis have an affinity for the Second Amendment, but in December of 2010, she used a spear to kill a 200-pound wild boar.
Started Girls Just Wanna Have Guns because I realized a lot of women were getting into guns and self-defense. It's a growing market, and I felt, you know, I'm part of that market, and I wanted to be a leader in that market because I've experienced guns a lot.
I'm a hunter, a conservationist, and supporter of the Second Amendment. I love guns, the pursuit of a hunt, and the great outdoors. In September of 2010, I started my company, GirlsJustWantToHaveGuns.com. It's a product line where girls can boast their adoration for firepower. However, there's just much more to this company than showing love for guns. Girls Just Want to Have Guns stands for self-defense. My company stands for those girls who have decided to defend themselves, arm themselves with a gun that'll pump lead into an attacker at 1,200 feet per second. I want to see more news headlines stating girls kill attacker with gun than girl found dead after being raped and choked to death.
And now I want to take you with me on this journey and show women everywhere what they're missing by ignoring hunting and fishing, or what I call my primal urge.
GirlsJustWannaHaveGuns.com.
Wow.
What, isn't that a great,
isn't that a
great audio clip?
It is. It's a great video, a great website.
Now, we Absolutely. Took the audio from the video at the opening of at the homepage of the site. Let's introduce Regis Giles. Regis, that's great stuff. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I got to tell you, I love that audio. I you know, I popped that up on the studio in here, and it came blaring through the speakers. I turned it up, and I watched the video, and I've seen it dozens of times. And every time I look at that, I have to ask you this on the air. The spear. Tell me about the wild boar with the spear. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, it is crazy. You should have been there and experienced it because it was out of this world. I've hunted wild boar a lot. There's tons of them down here in Florida. And I've shot one with a 30-30 Marlin, my granddad's, you know, bolt action. And then I shot one with my dad's double rifle, 9.3x7.4. And, you know, I was ready for a change, you know, something a little bit more primitive, a little more personal. And so I decided to go with the spear. And it was very intense walking up to a hog fighting with a dog and just, like, actually walking up to this fight and just trying to find a spot.
And mixing it up.
And, yeah, it was just insane. And, you know, when I stuck that hog, it's like you have to hold on because if you let go, you know, you have no shot in getting that hog back because he'll run off. So you
right.
have to hold on for dear life and wait until that animal expires. But it was I got what I wanted during that whole hunt.
Now, you are how old? Tell my listener how old you are.
I'm 19.
19 years old. That's great stuff. Folks, you can go to Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Or I'm sorry, Girls Just Want to Have Fun is the song. Sorry, I'm dating myself.
Girls Just Want to Have Guns.
Right. GirlsJustWantToHaveGuns.com and actually watch the video. It's great. Now, your dad was here 3 weeks ago on the program. We had a great time with your father, Doug Giles. And we had just seen you and your dad on the Curvy Couch on Fox News that Friday prior
right.
to your dad's appearance on the show. That had to be a lot of fun for you, right? You're getting some good publicity here. Tell us what interviews you've been doing and where you've been.
Oh, well, my first primetime TV interview was with CNN, actually, with the Parker Spitzer show, which now has another name, I think, because Parker left the show. But it was live. It was intense. They actually did a very fair job covering the show.
That surprises
me. Or covering
my
website. And that was, you know, different. My first public appearance ever was speaking at CPAC, where I, you know, told everyone I'm sick and tired of seeing women being abducted in broad daylight.
And we're going to leave it on that note, Regis, because that music means we need to take a break. And that, ladies and gentlemen, the audio that you heard was from the CPAC convention. When we come back, we'll get some more details from Regis herself on the Armed American Radio Network. Don't go away. It's great stuff.
Extreme Shock, the leaders in innovative lethal bullet technology, introduces the new 38 Snubby, a 55-grain bullet traveling at an impressive 1,350 feet per second from a snub-nose revolver, a lightweight, low-recoil round designed to give massive fragmentation inside of soft tissue without the stinging recoil of standard hollow-point ammo. Great for seniors or ladies where recoil could be a problem. Extreme Shock 38 Snubby. Put the sting on the other end. Check out the high-speed video at ExtremeShockUSA.net. The return of a classic. It's been over 20 years since we introduced the Para P1445. Now, as we celebrate 100 years of the 1911 design, you asked us to bring it back and we listened. Introducing the original high-capacity 45 ACP 1911, the Para P1445. We've also added a fiber optic front sight to the P1445, giving you 14-round capacity with the best 3-dot sight system in the world. For more information and to see this legendary pistol, visit para-usa.com. That's para-usa.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67. The Door Sentinel installs on any door in minutes. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress today. To take advantage of this special Armed American Radio offer and to purchase the Door Sentinel, visit armedamericanradio.com. Secure your home today.
Whether you're enjoying a day at the range or out in the field on the hunt of a lifetime, you need the Allegiance On Duty TRP Trauma Readiness Pack. The TRP is much more than a traditional first aid kit and contains everything you need in an emergency to save a life. Airtight, sterile, and waterproof, the TRP is a must-have for every shooter's bag, backpack, ATV, boat, or home. For your TRP emergency pack, visit ExtremeShockUSA.net. That's ExtremeShockUSA.net.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Gallagher, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
Mike Gallagher is listening, too. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got to direct you to the sponsors that make this show possible. And in addition to that, because of our sponsors, we are continuing unbelievable growth across America. The March of Freedom continues with Armed American Radio. Believe me when I tell you that we are now getting ready to enter another market in Seattle. KLFE will be joining the broadcast. We will be covering the entire Seattle market, all 3 hours live in the very, very near future. In fact, that will be on May 8th. So welcome to 1590 AM in Seattle on May 8th. It's going to be great to have you with us. We know you're listening up there now. Anyway, Sealed Mindset. Retired Navy SEAL Larry Yatch, fan favorite here on the program. He's traveling in Europe. When he comes back, he's going to give us a full report on the training he did overseas, whilst overseas. When he does come back, we're looking forward to having him on the show. He will be here in the greater Atlanta market, June 17th, 18th, and 19th, and you are invited to train with Larry. Have dinner with Larry and I on Friday if you want to. You can have one-on-one training with him on Friday the 17th. You can take the basic defensive handgun course on Saturday the 18th, or you can take the basic carbine course on Sunday the 19th. It's going to be a great time. All of that information is available to you at armedamericanradio.com. You can see it right there on the homepage. Link up to it. Go check it out. Get the information on it. Sign up for it. There's a bunch of you who already have. We appreciate it. There's still room in the classes. Sign up and come on down and train with us and have some fun with retired Navy SEAL Larry Yatch. Going to be a great time. Also, Personal Defense Network. Got to get this out there. Personal Defense Network, the Armed American DVD offer.com. They are Personal Defense Network and Rob Pincus kind enough to continue the discount. Incredible discount, $29.95 for the training DVDs. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. You can link to it there, or you can go to ArmedAmericanDVDOffer.com. ArmedAmericanDVDOffer.com. They are flying off the shelves. They have printed more. They are going to continue this because they are selling them. They're good. We're getting a lot of really good feedback on it, so thank you very much for that. Also, Sentinel Security Group, 20% Armed American Radio discount. You can see it on armedamericanradio.com. I've put them on my doors. Secure your home. Great stuff. 9 screws. Nobody can kick that door in. Great stuff. AAR discount code AAR-15. You can link to Sentinel Security Group on the website. And also our newest sponsor, Smart Carry. Unbelievable holster. Wait till you see this thing. We'll talk about it next week in detail. You'll start hearing some of the ads, but you can check them out at armedamericanradio.com. They're up on the site, or you can go to smartcarry.com. Regis, welcome back to the show.
Hi.
Had to get a little business out of the way. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Okay, now, your website's too fun. I want to talk with you because the audio that we ran at the beginning was you speaking at the CPAC convention.
Right.
Tell me about getting invited there and how much fun you had at that. That's pretty cool stuff at 19 years old to be talking at the CPAC convention.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, that's neat.
My dad's friends with Lisa DePasquale, who's kind of the CPAC organizer, and she heard about my company, she heard about my movement, and she's like, this is awesome stuff. I want you to be on the student activism panel and just kind of speak on what you want to do. And I was like, that's awesome. I've been to CPAC twice, and I knew what the student activism panel was, and I know they get great coverage just to say what they've been doing. And to be honest, I was very nervous because I've never given a speech in public besides school. So, being in front of hundreds of people was kind of like, yikes!
Yeah, that's a pretty healthy stage to give your first public speaking engagement. No question about that.
Yeah, no kidding. So I was pretty much sitting up on the stage thinking, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I was like, God, help me here. Hello.
Right. Yeah, and again, you get a lot of media attention at CPAC as well, too. So that is a huge, that's definitely a big engagement for your first time out. Tell us about your company, Girls Just Want to Have Guns. How'd you get started? What got you involved? What made you active there? Because I think there's one line in that speech that you gave that you're tired of seeing girls.
Well, as you know, in my speech, I said I was tired of seeing girls being abducted in broad daylight by perverted freaks who get aroused by raping and murdering girls. There's been way too many news headlines where girls in just middle of the day in a public parking lot, and they get taken away, and you can see this on the security cameras. They can barely put up a fight, and it's ridiculous, and they get shoved into their own cars, taken, and then the next couple of days, week later, they're found belly up in a creek.
Yeah, and it's inevitable. You always seem to get that bad news, and now we're seeing nationally, of course, I'm sure you're familiar with the young girl in Tennessee who disappeared,
right.
and she was abducted and taken out of the woods. And as much as I hate to say it, these things never seem to turn. You can write the script on this, and it's very, very disturbing. Sorry about that.
It is. Holly Bobo, her brother watched her get drug into the woods. Like, what was going on there? Why didn't he go and check out what's going on anyways? I'm a jiu-jitsu trainer as well. I've been training jiu-jitsu with the Valente brothers down in Miami for 10 years now. And even if I didn't have a gun on me, I would still be able to take care of someone who is trying to drag me into the woods. So my company really focuses on self-defense in every form. Knife, gun, taser,
spear.
Martial arts, pencil, whatever.
Spear.
Yeah, spear. Exactly.
Right.
Whatever you're comfortable with using to arm yourself, I'm cool with. Just as long as you get, the right attitude and skills necessary to just effectively and efficiently turn yourself from that prey position to a formidable defender.
Well, we're talking about a basic, this is basic human right, the right and law of nature to defend yourself. We're not born with claws. We're not born with quills on our backs and stinky tails to scare things away.
Right.
But we are born with the ability to reason and think and devise weapons and use weapons. And fortunately, here in America, we have the constitutionally recognized right to defend ourselves. And it's great to see you at your age doing what you're doing to push almost like the Ted Nugent thing. I'm sure you've probably heard the comparison before.
I'm the female Ted Nugent.
Well, that's good, and this is not something that you and I talked about off air. It's good to know that you have heard that, and I'm referring specifically to your comments at CPAC, where you said,
yeah,
I'm tired of seeing this.
Actually, the student that went up right after me, he said, I never thought I'd be following the female Ted Nugent on a speaking engagement.
That's great stuff. Now, you probably have some ideas because you're down in Florida. They took out the campus carry. You're in college. They
right.
removed some of that language in the campus carry bill. down there. That's probably got to get your goat a little bit.
Yeah, it definitely adds some steam to my engine. I anywhere you can carry a gun to defend yourself, I'm for it legally. If you can carry it onto a college campus, better, because if some wacko pulls out a gun, instead of running away or cowering underneath a desk, you can actually do something about that person and save a couple of lives before he empties that clip. So
refreshing to hear that come from you. I'm looking forward to having you back on. The half hour went way, way, way too quick. It always does. Will you come back on the program and continue the discussion in the very near future?
Of course, I will.
All right, super. I love it. GirlsJustWannaHaveGuns.com. You can go in there and read all about Regis Giles. You can see her speaking engagements, her bio, some of the media stuff she's done, the articles that she's been involved in, contact information, and everything else. Regis, thanks very much. You're going to be back on very, very soon. When we come back in the roundtable, we're going to be talking with George Hill, the Mad Ogre, about a number of different items, including the new Para P1445 that showed up. And we're going to name my new grill. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth again. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.
Hi, Lisa. This is Georgia. Do you know of any good Christian computer games I can buy Molly for Christmas?
Yes, my Jimmy just loves his Charlie Church Mouse computer game with animated Bible stories. He's having a blast learning about sizes, shapes, colors, math, spelling, and more. It's great for kids ages 2 through 8. Go to inspiredgames.com and use their store locator.
Did you say inspiredgames.com?
Yes, Charlie Church Mouse is at inspiredgames.com.
LB games are available at participating Walmart stores. Available at Family, Lifeway, Mardell, and Berean Christian stores, too.
Good, clean, fun.